Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry. Dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Morning that you brought us together again, giving all praise, glory, and honor to you, for you're the one that died, you're the one that shedded your blood that we might live, have the right to the tree of life, you're the one that brought us out to bring us into a glorious place. And so, Lord, we come just to thank you today, because you're good and your mercy endureth forever, Lord, asking today, Lord, that you would bless all of those that hear and all of those that's over this nation, Lord. You open up their ears, Lord, and cause them to hear what the Spirit says to the church, Lord. I give you praise for their salvation this morning, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing all those from the COVID virus. And, Lord, I'm asking, Lord, for you to have mercy on your people, Lord. I give you praise in this hour and this time, O Lord, that you would turn this virus around, oh Lord. And Lord, we know you cause everything to work together for your good. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to bless your people and save your people, Lord. And Lord, I give you praise for their salvation. And thank you for today, as always, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We just want to praise God this morning for everybody that's here, all of you on the line this morning. Want to know if you have a testimony, you have a praise this morning. We want to hear from you that are online this morning. Anyone want to go first this morning?
Praise God. Good morning. Praise God. Give honor to God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Give honor to Pastor Page and Sister Page and all those in your respective places today. Just thank God for waking me up this morning and closing my right mind and healthy and looking good, smelling good, talking good, walking good, ate good, slept good, prayed good, woke up good. Oh, just thank God this morning. I got a yesterday I woke up yesterday and I was talking to my cousin and I was telling him, I say, man, I just feel like the Lord is gonna bless. And so when I looked at my, I had a beep and looked at my Facebook thing, Messenger, it was a paragraph on there from a young lady. She said, I don't know what it is. I just had to tell you that the Lord get ready to bless you with some money. I said, well, I received that one. And she says, just stay tuned. In a day or two, something's about to happen for you. I said, all right. I texted back, said, thank you, sister. I received that in the name of Jesus. And lo and behold, later on, the Lord blessed me. I say, well, look at here. Thank God he blessed me twice yesterday. And I just praise God for his mighty blessings. All that he do is good and terrible. And all his tender blessings is with his mercy. And I just thank God for sending that revelation. And it came to pass yesterday. And that was just a little small thing. But it was yet so big, but she said it's more to come. And so I'm staying tuned that it's more to come because I believe God and his word. And I don't know the lady, but she just texted me out of the blue. And I just thanked her for it and give God the praise because it did come through yesterday's portion of that. And so I just give God the praise. And we was rejoicing last night. Hopping around, yelling around, me and my cousin, our God blessed us. And we just thank God for it on today. Keep trusting in the Lord. He will see you through. If he brought you to it, I'll always say he'll bring you through it. And amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Give Lord a hand praise. Amen. Man got blessed yesterday, and I just want to thank God that he's got a blessing, amen. Even in this time, God is still pouring out his blessing, amen. Even in this time, God is still, his salvation is still going forth. And so I want to thank God for his salvation. It's working. Even in the midst, we said when you're in the valley, he'll prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, amen. And even when the enemy is raging, God still will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Amen. And so regardless of what's going on in the world, God is still preparing a table for his people. Amen. And so I just want to thank God for that. You know, today, I don't know if anyone else has a testimony, has a praise report. We'll hear from you. Amen. Amen. If nobody has a praise report, has a testimony, we'll get started this morning thanking God for his word and thanking God for lifting us up. And so this morning I sat down and I And I thought about it, and I say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to say, exactly what to say this morning or what I'm going to say. But I realize that God's still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. He's still allowing things to take place, and nothing can take place except God allows it. Amen. And so that's the thing I look up to, the way I keep the stress out of my life, and I just take things, say that it is what it is. Amen. And whatever has happened in the past, I try not to live in the past, because I realize I can't change the past, but I can always make my future better than my past. Amen. And so when I look at things, I have to deal with reality. And, you know, someone said it is what it is, and I have to accept what it is, because if God is in control of it, I have to accept what God does. Amen. I can't change it. I can't do anything about it. I can ask God. I can pray about it. And there are some things that you pray about it. You know, God won't give you no answer, because the answer has already been given. And God said, I allow this to happen because I'm God. Amen. And so some things that we like to question, we ask why, but God always knows why. And sometimes we don't know the reason for it, but God knows the reason for it. And when God does it, he has a reason for everything that he does. Now, these are what we call the last days. And everybody needs to recognize that these are the last days and the last times. You know, somebody said, ever since Jesus died, it's been considered to be the last days. Amen, amen. And being that if it's been 2,000 years, he's still saying it's the last days, it means we still got to be ready. You see, if you knew the day and the hour and the time, you would wait. Right, if I knew exactly when Jesus was coming, I would wait right up to the last minute, and then I'd get myself ready, then I'd just jump right in, but it don't work like that, amen? And so God continues to tell you to get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, be ready at all times. Keep your bags packed, amen? We need to live like he's coming tomorrow and plan like he's not coming for the next 1,000 years, but either way, be ready. Keep your bags ready. It's almost like when a woman is getting ready to have a baby, she goes and packs her little sack. When she thinks it's getting near the time, she keeps her little bag packed because she already knows something is getting ready to take place and something is getting ready to happen. So when the time comes, a water breaks, and she said, let's go. She just grabs a bag because she's ready for it. And so God is telling us in this hour, we need to be ready for his coming. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Today, I'm going to go back to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4 today. And we want to talk about, amen, seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. You want to read that, Sister Paige? Amen. Verse 1. If y'all go with me to verse 1.
Now the Spirit explicitly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and the teaching of demons, to the hypocrisy of liars whom conscience a seal. They have forbidden marriage and demand abstinence from food that God created to be received with gratitude by those who believe and know the truth.
Amen. Father, bless us today, Lord, and help us and give us an understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. It says in the last days, there are going to be seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Amen. seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, I just want to say about these seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. When we talk about doctrines of devil, we talk about teachings of devils. Amen? The teachings of devils. That people are seducing people, getting people to deny our only Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. You got people teaching that we don't need Jesus anymore. We got people teaching that there was never a Jesus. We don't believe that he came. We don't believe that he died. And we just believe that what Moses said, and that's enough for us. You know, they're teaching these things in these last days. They're giving you to turn your faith from the one who you have placed your faith in to believe on something they have said when they have no evidence and they have no proof of the things they said, but yet they're there to seduce you into unbelief. Amen. They're getting you to deny your salvation when we realize the only salvation that we have today is the salvation which comes through Jesus, because we had no righteousness of our own, and we accepted the righteousness that we had, which was in Christ Jesus. But these seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, amen. So see, we might not realize that even today, that the reason a lot of things that are going on today, the way it's going on today, is because we allow those seducing spirits to come into the church to take things out that God had put in, to change the order of God, to change God's order. And if they knew, if they get God's order changed, then they can put their program in, because we've gotten out of the order of God. You see, those seducing spirits, amen, those doctrines of the devil teaching you, amen, to deny God, teaching to deny Jesus Christ, to deny the Son of God. But I'd like to go to the book of Jude, what he tells us, because people have been seduced. The book of Jude, start at verse 3, Sister Paige. You see, it could be reading the church doors are closed today is because the church got out of order, because they allow seducing spirits into the church. They allow seducing spirits into the body, and they start teaching bad doctrine, things that God never said, but yet we put it in the Bible, you know. There's one thing in the Bible, you know, even when you go to Timothy, you know, he said, if a man desire the office of a bishop, you know, let him be thus and so. But we turn it around and said, if a woman desire the office of a bishop, we're not saying what God said. So all of these seducing spirits comes in, taking things out of the order of God. Are you with me here? Amen. Hallelujah. Start at verse 3. Amen. Come on, y'all go with me in your Bible now. We got to go in the Bible, because our problem has been, the reason we have been seduced is because we were going places, but we weren't going in the Bible. Amen. You see, sometimes when you're on a trip with Jesus, you know, kind of like Joseph and Mary when they went to Jerusalem and Jesus went with them, and then they decided to take the trip back. And when they got back home, they looked around, Jesus wasn't in the midst of them, amen. And so they had to go all the way back to Jerusalem to look for Jesus, because they thought Jesus was with them, but they had left him behind, amen. So a lot of times in these seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, a lot of people think Jesus are with them, but you need to go back and look in the scripture to see whether or not Jesus is with you in the things that you are doing, because, you see, you may have come under the spell of that seducing spirit.
All right.
Huh? See, people have been under the spells of the seducing spirit. You see, what it is that we've gotten out of the order of God. We've been seduced, you know what I mean? The reason Paul tells Timothy not to let certain things happen, because he realized a seducing spirit could be working in there. Because now, if the devil can just get things out of order, out of the order of God, then when you get out of the order of God, you're really not in the covenant of God.
All right.
Are you with me here? You see, God got a covenant, and God has an order of his covenant. But when you get out of the covenant of God, an order of God, you have gotten out of the covenant of God, and therefore God, you're not fulfilling your part of the covenant, amen. And so therefore God gets upset and say, well, if you're not going to do your part, I'm still going to do my part, amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 3, hallelujah. Come on, y'all.
Dear friends, although I'm eager to write you about the salvation we share, I find it necessary to write, appealing to you to contend for the faith.
So he said, I find it appealing for us to contend for the faith. In other words, I got to contend for what's already been written in the Word of God, amen. You see, we don't contend for that anymore. We contend for our own ideals. We contend for what are these things we get in? We get in these organizations, amen. We contend for the organization structure. We don't contend for the Word of God. We always got our own idea of how something's supposed to be. Even though we read it, we want to put our own little bit in it and not realize that you're being seduced by your own mind and to believe a lie and be damned. And see, God said, I want truth, and only truth can be made from the Word of God. If the Word said it, that's what it is. You can't change it. If you change it, you are blaspheming against God. We got people blaspheming against God every day because they've been seduced by those spirits. We got people calling God a Trinity, and you can't find it in the Bible. Everywhere God said, the Lord thy God is one Lord. James said that the devil believes he's one and tremble, amen. But we got these seducing spirits, got you going off in left field somewhere, believing something that you shouldn't believe, and you're being seduced by those spirits that's been here for a long time.
Amen.
So he said, contend for the faith. If we're going to contend for the faith, we have to contend for what the disciples wrote down, and we're supposed to be following the disciples' teaching.
Amen.
Amen. And if you are not following the disciples' teaching, how can you be teaching the disciples' teacher, and then you are doing something that the Word don't say do?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The Word never calls your name out. It never calls your place out. But yet you're putting yourself in a position that God never put you in. That means you've been seduced by some type of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I mean being seduced by seducing spirits and doctrines and devils, you know that spirit of witchcraft. Spirit of witchcraft is a spirit that wants to control things.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. You see, we got a lot of witchcraft going on in the church. Well, used to be. Ain't no church now, hardly, amen. God church ain't going to quit, but I'm talking about the building. Amen. We got witchcraft going on in the home. That the one supposed to be in charge is not in charge is because there's a witchcraft spirit working in the house.
Well,
she wants to be the boss when that wasn't the way God wrote it down. She wants to be in control, but yet God didn't write it down that way. Yet it's not in the Bible that way. So if you're doing it in different from way it's written in the Word of God according to Timothy, if you're doing it differently, it means that you are something has seduced you to act that way.
Amen.
Huh? See, somebody told you something that you believed it. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I was praying and God told me to be a prophet, you know, a woman in a way. We say, okay, we can accept that. Then they say, well, God told me to be a deacon. They'll say, God told me to be an apostle. I'm not trying to say that somebody didn't tell you that, but I'm going to say it wasn't the Word of God that told you that. Because when you look at the condition for being that, it said, if a man desire, he must have one wife. Amen. It didn't say if a wife have one husband. It said, you see how we turn things around? if a man have one wife, and if a man have children, if the man rule his house well, well, you don't. Well, how you gonna rule the church and don't rule your own house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to say seducing spirits, amen. Mm-hmm. I want you to see how the church was seduced, and the reason is probably in the condition that is in now is because men stop acting like men and start letting women exalt themselves over them, and therefore everything is messed up because it's out of order because that wasn't the way God made it.
Amen.
God, you see, a lot of times we think we're supposed to marry for happiness, but that wasn't the original order of God. Marriage was made for God's purpose and not ours. Are you with me here? I'm not trying to say happiness is not supposed to be in the middle of it, but that wasn't God's kingdom purpose for man and woman. God's kingdom purpose for man and woman was to bear children after its likeness or after its kind and cause God's kingdom to spread, amen, to increase, amen. That was the original purpose, amen. The rest of it was supposed to come after that. But the reason we have so many divorces and things in the house today is because things have gotten out of order, and then we don't marry for the right reason. And in order to further God's kingdom, what we marry for the happiness and glory of it, and that's what it is. And so therefore, we have been seduced. The reason we have all the divorces is because you've been seduced to thinking it was one thing and it was something else.
Amen. Amen.
Because the only reason we use to get a divorce today is that we're not happy together. And then we go get a divorce. You see, you've been seduced. That tells you the devil seduced you to do something. You have broken God. Not only that, you have broken God's covenant. You have made a vow and you didn't keep it. And what God said, what God put together, don't divide it. You have just broken all of it, amen. And therefore, you've broken God's law, amen.
Amen.
Because you were seduced by something. Something told you something, and you acted on it, but it wasn't God, amen. It was a seducing spirit, amen.
Amen.
It was a seducing spirit tells a man he got 7 kids, got a wife, and he goes to the church, and then there's another woman in there. He starts sleeping with this other woman. And then he called him, he said he's a preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And he left his wife with 7 kids and divorced her and married this other woman and taken care of her and her kids and left his kids behind and his wife behind. And then he gets up and telling everybody he's a minister and he's still living in sin because he got seduced by it. That was a sexual seduction that took him out, amen.
Amen.
And he thought it was right because something seduced him that way.
Mm-hmm. Come on, preach.
So when we talk about these seducing spirits,
and oh, boy.
These teachings of devil, these teachings that tell you you can do it for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the preachers going along with it. They teaching that too. It's because they got 3 wives.
Come on.
You got the bishop got 3 wives. Had a black wife, had a white wife, and another white wife. I ain't talking about the color, but I'm talking about how many wives he had, amen. And still calling himself a bishop, amen. And when you see, see, something came in and seduced him to divorce his wife for any other reason than what God said to do it for.
Amen.
To make you think that it's all right. And then you bring it in the church and say that it's all right and God is going along with it. But God is not going along with your programs, amen.
Amen.
God's coming back to his word, amen. And he just might keep this church closed until we get things back in order and tear that old way down and put God back on the throne.
Amen.
See, if man got on the throne and put God off, amen. I'm trying to say we need to be saved, amen.
Amen.
I said God just says repent, amen. He's coming back soon, and you better get your house in order. That's what he told Hezekiah. You better get your house in order or you're going to die. I'm trying to say if the men don't get back in order, and put God's church back in order and start doing things, and women get back in order where God put them. It's not that God is against you. It's not that God is trying to keep you down. It's not that God trying to say that you can't teach. It's not that God is trying to say you can't preach. He said, but that is not the order that I put it in.
Amen.
I made the man first, and I took the woman out of the man. You are not going to be over that which you came from.
Amen.
Thanks, brother.
And so if we are not going to be over the one that you came from, how can I allow you to exalt me when you came from me? I'm talking about doctrines of the devil.
Come on now.
Are you with me here?
Amen.
I'm talking about bad teaching, amen. I'm talking about men exhorting women above men. Doctrines of the devil. I don't care whether you're an apostle or bishop or whoever you are. If you're doing that, you're out of order with God. And God says you better repent and get things back right and put things back in order. For the woman was first, for the man was first formed, then the woman. It was the woman that was deceived. Why is it that the devil goes to the weakling? The reason Paul said that, you notice that the devil never did go to Adam first. He went to the weak one because he knew that he could teach her something to make her get out of order. And when the house get out of order, everything is out of order, right? Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about these doctrines of devils that the bishops and apostles are teaching, and they need to repent. God's order was the man, the woman, and the family. It was not the woman, the man, and the family.
Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
The devil. The spirit has seduced people. Amen. You got people seduced. They don't even think there's a hell. Doctrines of devils. Amen. You get what I'm trying to say. The rich man and Lazarus. And then you got somebody say, well, God is so good that God ain't going to send nobody to hell. No, he's not. You're going to send yourself to hell.
Amen.
God don't send nobody. God gives you a choice.
Amen.
You life and death, good and evil. You make your choice of what you're going to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me talk about these people here from the Bible here. Amen.
There were deliverance to the saints once for all. But some people who were designated for this judgment long ago had come in by ungodliness, turning the grace of our God into
denying Jesus Christ, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see how these teaching them come in? They say they don't slip in, amen. We allow teaching to come into the body of Christ that shouldn't have never been in there, amen. We allow stuff to come in that came in from the world, amen. You get what I'm saying? That they slipped in unaware because we wasn't paying no attention that we were changing like the world instead of changing in order to be like God, amen. See, that's what happened. They slipped in. These little things slipped in. There was people ordained to do these things, just like Judah was in the midst of Jesus, amen. He was in there. He had a job to do, though, amen. And he did his job, amen. He denied Jesus. Sold him for 30 pieces of silver. Is that what's happening with these seducing spirits today? People are selling out for money.
Amen.
Look how many souls are being sold out for money. Seducing. Hollywood. Got men wearing dresses. Seducing them. They're selling their manhood for money. They're selling their manhood and womanhood for fame. They're selling their manhood and womanhood for glory. They're selling their manhood
so that they can have some big name somewhere. But I can remember what Jesus said. What does it profit? A man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul. What can he give in exchange for his soul? But these seducing spirits are seducing men. Well, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's just a play.
Mm-hmm.
You just in the movie. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Just in the movie. Amen. And then you sell out because you got seduced by that, not recognize that the Bible does say in Leviticus that a man shouldn't wear that which pertains to a woman. What are you in a place? What are you walking around every day? You're supposed to be the same every day, amen. If you're a man, you're supposed to be a man, amen. Stop pretending that you're a woman because it's not funny. See, that's how your children are being seduced. Children are being seduced because when men put on dresses and wigs and the women act like the men and beat the men up and all, when that starts acting, there's a conflict in the minds of our children, amen. And all of a sudden they begin to think that that's okay because nobody is saying anything about it, amen.
Amen.
But God said we're supposed to say something about it, amen. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to call it out when we see it, amen. To let our child, our children know, hey, you shouldn't be putting on the dress, amen. You're a man. You are a woman. You shouldn't be acting like a man. You are a woman, amen. You can't be a man, and you can't be a woman. But the seducing spirit has come in and taught that it's okay.
Amen.
We got preachers even saying it's okay now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Seducing spirit, amen.
Amen.
False doctrine, amen. They're saying that it's okay to be that way. And then somebody will get mad at you if you say something about it. Do you not realize that everything that is going on now was pre-planned? Do you not realize that even this epidemic that's going on, it was pre-planned? You see, any time I want to create something, I've got to cause havoc so that you... to put you in a condition to bring fear in your life so that I can have a reason to do what it is that I do. You know, all we need is an excuse. You know, that's all we need, amen. I remember myself, amen. I went out and wanted to shoot somebody one time, and I was saved. And all I wanted was an excuse. If he had gave me an excuse, I would have did it under the name of the excuse, amen. That's not God. And I couldn't even get up. I couldn't even get angry to even do it. But you see, I had been seduced, amen. The devil had seduced me to go down and hurt somebody and kill somebody. All I needed was an excuse. I had been seduced by that spirit, amen. So you got to be careful about these little things, spirits that comes up and talk to you, because they will seduce you to break God's word and to turn your back on the word. And even though you knew what the word said, you knew you weren't supposed to do that. You knew you weren't supposed to say that.
Right.
But yet
Amen.
You did it. And yet you did it knowing what you did was wrong.
Amen.
And you saved and had the Holy Ghost too.
Preach.
You just didn't follow the spirit that you had, amen. You see, we got to learn how to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, amen. Because the Holy Spirit won't lead you that way. And you got to recognize if you're being led into something that you know is ungodly, you have to recognize that's not God leading you there.
Amen.
That's that seducing spirit, amen.
Amen.
That's that seducing spirit to get you to act the way you're acting, amen. Huh?
Amen.
So he said, lead them, amen. Seducing spirit. That anger spirit, you know, you ride up against somebody, that's a seducing spirit. When you're hollering at somebody. Calling people names, seducing spirit. You belittling somebody. That's the same
amen.
As murder. You just murdered Thank somebody. You call somebody that you just murdered them.
That's
where they went out and took a gun and shot them, because you let that come out of your mouth because the seducing spirit pulled it out of you and told you that you have a right to do it. Come on, amen. Come on,
amen.
Read on, Sister Pate.
Now I want to remind you.
Now Paul said, Jude said, I want to remind you now.
Although you came to know all these things.
You came to know all of these things.
Once and for all.
Uh-huh.
That Jesus saved a people out of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
And let us destroy those who did not believe.
Amen. He said, he brought them out of Egypt. He saved them, right? That once saved, always saved. Oh, Lord have mercy. I got to wonder about that. And what does it say here? He saved them, but what?
But later
he what?
Destroyed those who did not believe.
He destroyed those that did not believe. Now, they all came out of Egypt. They were saved, wasn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So if it was once saved, always saved, why didn't they make it to the promised land? I'm talking about seducing spirit. You got the seducing spirit telling you you can do all these things. Well, I'm on the grace. See, you're using grace as a license to sin. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can sleep with this man every night. Amen. He's my boyfriend. She's my girlfriend. I can sleep with him. Ain't nothing wrong. You know, grace to cover this. Amen. You know how we are. Huh? And we want to, you know, when we want to sin, we're always going to say, well, God will forgive me. But you got to realize your grace going to run out. Amen. You know.
Jordan.
Because God gets upset. After a while, amen, he let you do it for so long. Amen. And then God pulls the cover back. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. Is that right about it? He allowed them in the wilderness. As they went through the wilderness, he allowed them to come out of Egypt. But yet, when they got out of Egypt, they had left Egypt, but their mind was still in Egypt.
Right.
You see, what it is that when we come out unto God and get saved, you see, you can't just bring your body out. You also got to bring your mind out.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Because we got to realize our salvation is a mind thing. As a man thinking in his heart, so is he.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you still thinking Egypt, you're still going to be doing Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
And so repent means to change your mind. So when God brings you out of Egypt, he intends for you to leave Egypt behind and not thinking that you're going to come out into the wilderness and do everything that you wanted to do and say grace. But what did he say? He later on destroyed them. I'm trying to say, everybody, you better start thinking about what you're doing now. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Because false teachers telling you, well, you know, no matter what you do, ain't nothing going to happen to you. No matter what sin you do, child, you know, I want to tell you, you're going to face some consequences. Even when God forgives you, you're still going to face some consequences.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm. Whatever a man sow, that shall he also reap. Galatians.
Amen.
And so you're going to reap something. But here it says, for the one that didn't believe, he destroyed them later on.
Mm-hmm.
You see, when you tell people stuff like that, you want to tell it to them because you want them to have liberty. You know what I mean? But they take that liberty and use it for a cloak, a covering, to do unrighteousness.
Amen.
They use grace. Yeah, they want to go to heaven, but they don't want to do what's right to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? When God tells us to come out of the world and be separated, we still want to, let me put it like this. We want to receive the blessings of God, but we still want to have the enjoyment of the world.
Hmm.
Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
You see, the reason we came out of the world in the first place is because we didn't have a peace of mind. Most of the whole trouble, all of our trouble was in our mind, you know what I mean? It was our thoughts being plagued, you know, and all the things that's going on with you right now is mostly the mind thing. Are you with me?
Amen.
It's in your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking something that is not. You're thinking something that is not. You're thinking what could be, could happen, would happen, might happen. Your mind is just being plagued with all of these thoughts. And so you went to God because you needed some peace of mind. You went to God because you want to be relieved so you can sleep at night, so that your mind can rest, because when you laid down at night, your mind was kept, you know how your mind kept going? You lay in there trying to sleep, and all of these thoughts running through your mind, and you just couldn't get rid of them, amen? You're tossing and turning because your mind won't be quiet, amen? And so you needed some peace, and you went to Jesus and asked Jesus for some peace. He came in and gave you some peace. But as soon as he gave you the peace, when you got settled down and got the peace, you went back to the world because you still had desires for the thing that was there. Mm-hmm. And the first little test that came by, it seduced you to go back and pick up something that you left.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
All right.
Huh?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, you did drink, but as soon as a little pressure came, you went back and picked up the thing that wasn't doing you no good in the first place. But you went back and picked that thing up to try to relieve you of the guilt that you had going on, not realizing that you had already done that before, and it didn't relieve you. And you went to Jesus and got it. Why is it that every time we get faced with a test, we run back? The devil seduces us to come back like a dog going back to his vomit and pick up the thing that made us sick in the first place. We were seduced. How can the enemy seduce us to pick back up the thing that we laid down? Paul said, if I do that, I become a transgressor, didn't he?
Amen.
I'm talking about seducing spirits. Mm-hmm. Saints of God being seduced. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. They deny the own Lord Jesus Christ. I put you to remembrance. I want to remind you what Judas said. I want to remind you now, because some of us got out of memory. They remember all the God brought them out and took them into the promised land. Amen. But he said, I want you to remember that, because if you keep in remembrance that, so don't you go and do the same thing, because the same thing that happened to them could happen to you. And even though the devil's telling you peace, 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 when there is no peace, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The devil always said, well, you're going to be all right. It's going to be all right. No, you ain't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's going to turn out bad. If you keep doing it that way, it's not going to turn out good. Amen. Yeah, they prophesy. Hey, you know how they bless you all the time? Oh, I see, sister, I see a house and a Cadillac. Amen. Sister Paige, I see a blessing upon you. Sha, 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 sha. Sister Paige ain't living right. She ain't doing right. She ain't giving God nothing. Amen. Cheating on her husband, and you go, and God's gonna bless her for doing wrong. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to wake up.
Come on and wake up. Hello.
I'm talking about these seducing spirits. And then the preacher that was up there prophesying to you, he was prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he wanted is to get $100 from you, amen. I'm seducing spirits.
Come on, Paige.
Come
on.
Come on, somebody seducing spirits.
Amen.
False prophets telling you lies. Telling you you're going to make it when God said, if you sin, I'm going to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in there, you can live any kind of way. You know, when the Bible does talk about holiness, you know, we get on that. Holiness means being separated from sin, set apart for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And God has called us for his purpose.
Amen.
We've been set aside to do the will of God, not the will of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So it's either we're going to do what God says do, the way it's written, or we're going to do what the devil say do.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. See, we get in trouble a lot of time for talking about, no, God didn't call you to be no bishop. God didn't call you to be no apostle. God didn't call you to be pastor. And the bishop that puts you in the office of a pastor, he'll seduce you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not God's order.
Mm-hmm.
We out of God's order.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying something that God didn't say. We're doing things that God didn't say do. Who's right? The Bible said, let God be true and every man a lie, don't it? Don't you
Amen.
Think? Every word of God in this book, if it was written by the Holy Spirit, and if you come against that word that was written by the Holy Spirit, that's what you are doing. You are blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Why are you blaspheming the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit wrote the word.
That's right.
And that's what Paul said. These things was written as they was moved by what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wrote these words, and you blaspheme against the word. You are saying something that the word didn't say makes you a blasphemer.
Amen.
Oh, well.
And God didn't tell you to believe his word. He told you to believe his word.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
James said, be a doer of the word, didn't it? Not a judge of the world. Just because
Thank
you don't
you.
Agree with it. Well, I don't think, oh, you know, I don't think Paul, he was just his opinion. Even if it was his opinion and God allowed him to write it in the book, it still stands.
Amen.
That's right.
Because God gave him the authority to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Moses changed some things, and whatever Moses changed, it still stood. Because God gave him the authority to do that. We got watch the teaching of these devils. Amen. Read on, Sister Paige.
Verse 6. And the angels did not keep their own position, but abandoned their proper dwelling. He has kept an eternal change in deep darkness for the judgment on that day.
Amen. Listen to what he said. Even the angels. Now you think about the angels, you know. You think about the angels. God made them, and they're up there with God, and they're in the presence of God all the time. And he said, now, either the angels which kept their position. Now, notice what it says now. Read that part again. The angels didn't keep their what?
The angels did not keep their own position.
The angels didn't keep their own position. See, the doctrine of the devil to tell the woman to move out of her position and take the man's position. Are you with me here?
Mm-hmm.
See, seducing spirit will seduce you. Well, I can do everything a man does. Anything he can do, you a lie. Stop telling that lie. Some seducer you telling you that.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't made to do that. God
That's
didn't
right.
position you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
God didn't give you
That's
the strength
right.
to do that.
Amen.
God didn't make you for that.
Amen.
But the seducing spirit tell you that kind of stuff, right? And the next thing you know, you got your boots on, comeback boots, and comeback fatigue, and then your muscles is bigger than mine. I saw this lady the other day. Said, I can't get no date. And I looked at her. I said, I see why. I said, your muscles, you know, I'm just talking. I said, her muscles look bigger than mine. Her thighs, big old thighs. You know, nice weight, you know. I mean, she looked like a, oh, man. She looked more masculine than I did. She was walking rougher than I was. I said, ooh-wee, Lord, have mercy. She's talking about she can't get no man. I'd be scared, too. She might beat me up. I didn't do right. She might turn around and get to knocking on me, amen. You see what I'm trying to say? Seducing spirits. Want her to be something that she's really not. Huh? This is what it's always been about. Seducing spirit always trying to get you out of your position.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get the man out of his position, if I can get the woman out of her position, then I can get the kids. Are you with me?
Amen.
Why is so many families messed up? Because no daddy at home. Some of them, no mamas at home. Mamas leaving the children today, too.
Amen.
It used to be the men that leave. Now the mamas leaving. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Something to seduce them, to tell them to run off with somebody else. Not take care of their own responsibility. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about these seducing spirits coming around here today.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? God said, don't be led by these seducing spirits. Get back in your position. If the angels didn't stay in their estate, and God has reserved them under chains of darkness to be put into hell later on, what about you, my sister, that don't believe in hell? Who seduced you to tell you, well, God's too kind to put you in hell? And so here Jude wants to remind you, yeah, I'm going to put these angels in hell, and they was up there with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the devil in hell because he was second in charge, but I got him too, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And if I got him, don't you know I'm going to get you?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all, amen? Yeah. We better run to Jesus for our refuge, amen?
Mm-hmm.
We better run to Jesus for to be a hiding place too, amen?
Amen?
We better run to Jesus, amen, so that he can cover us, amen, so that he can hide us. So that when God comes to take business on those, we are hid because of the blood of Jesus is covering us so that we might be saved. We better run to Jesus for refuge because if they did it to the angels, who deceived you and said that God wasn't going to do it to you?
Amen.
Amen. Well, God can love. You know, God just, you know, these seducing spirits. You know, honey, God just loves you too much to do that. What about a loving God? You know, he's just a loving God. He's awesome. Amen. What they said is true. But you can never forget about that God is a God of judgment.
Amen.
That's right.
That God is a God of righteousness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? That if God said he's going to reward you something, if he don't reward you what he said he's going to reward you for what you're doing, that would make him a liar.
Mm-hmm.
How can he say I'm going to judge you and punish you if you don't do thus and so, and then not do it?
Amen.
Then that would make God a liar, and God is not a liar. Hallelujah, amen. Aren't you glad he's not a liar?
Amen.
Come away. He said those who have fled to Jesus for refuge, he's going to save them, amen. And when he comes, he's not coming, amen, to take vengeance on you. He's only coming to take vengeance on those that know not the Lord. Praise God. Aren't you glad about it? Amen. Aren't you glad you're
amen.
Covered by the blood of Jesus that when the death angel comes round, amen, that it'll pass by you? Amen.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that God gave you the Holy Ghost? Amen. And say, I gave you the ability to walk upright. Who told you you had to sin?
Amen.
That's another bad teacher. That's another doctrine of the devil. Well, we all have to sin. You lying. Bad teaching. Now you're just giving people the license to do wrong. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Did Jesus sin? Why didn't he sin? He had the Holy Ghost, didn't he? The Holy Ghost gave him the power to overcome sin, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, are you with me here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
You do have the power to overcome sin, right?
Amen.
You do have the power to make right choices, don't you?
Amen.
Who told you you don't have the power to make right choices? Amen.
Amen.
Who told you you don't have the power not to sin? When you sin, you're not sinning because you have to. You're sinning because you desire to. Amen.
Amen.
But if the Bible says like that, there has no temptation overtaken you for such that has come
Amen.
To man. What is it? All is in the world, the lust of the eye. Lust of the flesh and the pride of life, amen. Those are
there
the
you go, the pride.
With.
The pride of a man. Mm-hmm.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
And so if God gives you the ability to overcome, as long as you don't believe that, as long as you don't believe that you don't have to sin, you're going to keep sinning.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Keep sinning.
Because you allow the devil to seduce
mm-hmm.
you to tell you it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't
okay.
nothing wrong with it. You got the Holy Ghost, child.
Uh-huh.
You've been baptized in Jesus' name. You're speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Now go on out there now and keep on doing what you're doing. It's all right. The Holy Ghost going to keep you. The Holy Ghost only going to keep you if you want to be kept. It ain't going to force you to do nothing. Amen? Yeah. Are you with me? I'm talking about these seducing spirits going around. Amen.
Seducing a whole lot of folks.
People want to run things. Amen. Want to be in control. Want to take somebody else's place. Coveted when you want to take somebody else's place. You want the position that they got. That was the devil's problem, wasn't it?
Amen.
The devil's problem was he wanted God's position, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He wanted to be praised. He was supposed to be praising God, but he wanted to be praised, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to lead everybody else to praise, but he wanted to lead everybody to praise him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to exalt himself. You see, that's that same spirit that goes on today. We want to exalt ourselves above the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about seducing spirit. Read on, sister. Let me get through.
Okay. Likewise, Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns committed sexual immorality and perversion and served as an example by undergoing the punishment of eternal fire.
You know, wait, what's that? When we look at these, these things that we put in and say, well, child, you know, you shouldn't tell them about it. You shouldn't say nothing about it. I'm talking about Sodom and Gomorrah, amen. God said they received judgment of eternal fire, didn't it, for what they did. And we were out here telling them, oh, it's okay. You can go on and be like that, child. I don't want you to, I don't know what they say. Amen. I don't know how they even say it, amen. Huh? And they tell you it's okay. And here is an example. Now, what I always say, he said, I just want to remind you that in this perversion, that what I did for Sodom and Gomorrah, and I saw somebody say, well, that ain't in the Bible, you know, he had to be attached. I mean, he had to be one too. But, well, you know, the Bible says, tell her, you ain't supposed to say nothing about it. So why not? Is it sin?
Yes.
Right. Is it wrong?
Yes.
Well, why shouldn't we accept somebody? But I would just like to talk about that part just as much as I would fornication, adultery, excessive love, getting drunk, partying. It's all sin. But this particular sin right here, it seems that God exalted it a little above the rest. Didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What did he call it?
Mm-hmm.
Perversion. You went against nature. Not only did you go against God, you went against nature. Don't you know negative and positive go together? Not two negatives or two positives go together? Guess what the devil's doing? If this continues, the purpose that God put man and woman on the earth in the beginning, it will stop. It will cease. There will be no more children. There will be no more giving birth. Huh? You can see what the devil's trying to do, can't you? He's trying to stop God's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And if he gets you out of order in it, he has succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about the kingdom of God, amen.
Mm-hmm.
When we're working in the kingdom has a purpose, amen. Be fruitful and multiply. And when we start learning that we're working for a purpose here, that is just not something that can be done just because we feel like it ought to be done. Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't just about. Sodom and Gomorrah was about the fire that came down from heaven. It's so hot. I saw a picture of it. Some guy told me I need to go over there. But when I saw a picture of it, those rocks and stuff that's there now, it got so hot that you can take your hand and bump on a rock and it'll just crumble because, and that was 4,000 or 5,000 years ago that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
The evidence that God did it is still there. A brother from down South America told me I need to go there. It's because the evidence that there was a fire in that area is still there today. And so all of you who allow yourself to be seduced by the Spirit to tell you God ain't going to burn your behind, you better remember what it says here. Yeah. You get what I'm trying to say, amen. If he burned them, or he, see, that's why Jude is warning us that we shouldn't do like they did, is because the same thing that happened to them could happen to us if we would do the same thing.
Eternified.
Hallelujah. And so don't let the seducing spirit seduce you to not believe in what God said he's going to do. Amen. Just as he said he's going to save you, likewise, amen, he's going to judge you.
Amen.
And so in these last days here, don't take the mark. He said don't take it. He'll feed you. You might not have no money to buy or sell. He said, don't worry about it. If I took care of the birds of the air, I'm going to take care of you for those that believe. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he brings this up, because these are the last days, and you're going to have to stand for God or you're going to go with the devil. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Jesus died for you today, and you need to be saved and quit playing. And all of you that's down there going to them temples that with the goat in it, and you done rode the goat and walk the plank. All of y'all in those temples right there, that secret society stuff, you in danger of the hellfire. I'm talking to you, yeah. You in danger of the hellfire. You're part of a secret society. And you're working the works against God. You need to get saved. You've been seduced by that thing. You only see the outside of it, but you don't see what's behind it. You need Jesus today. You need Jesus today. Praise God. Thank God for April Brent Bentley today. Amen. Thank God for Brother Smothers today. Thank God for Brother Prevost today. Man, I need some glasses. In Jesus' name, I see. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God for all of y'all that's out there online. If there's somebody want to be saved today, you realize you've been seduced. You've been seduced by a witch. Told you to leave your wife or leave your husband. Amen. Come on. You got that iron demon in you? Well, you went to him trying to have your baby. You went and drank that water, and now you got a demon in your belly because you served that devil. You were deceived because your pregnancy didn't go right. You went to a demon, went to a witch doctor, and he got you to drink that water, and now your child is being born is partaker of that water that you drunk. And now when he grows up, he's got to deal with the same devil that you went to. A lot of people don't believe in that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be saved. Turn your life around right now. Father God, I thank you for the word of God and the people of God. I ask, Lord, that you let them not be seduced and deceived anymore, and that they will turn around, Lord, and look at the word of God for what it says and follow it. And may you give them understanding of that word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. If there's somebody wanted to be saved, somebody needs some prayer, amen. Somebody being seduced by the Spirit, you want to overcome it. You need to call in right now. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I need
Amen.
Prayer, Pastor Paige.
All right. That's Sister Alexandra?
Yes. I need prayer for a person that called me a name that they shouldn't have called me and carry the word. I need prayer. Because they can sleep every night and not apologize for calling me something that the word said you're never supposed to call a person. So I need prayer for that. That it will go, that the Lord will see it and do justification by it.
Amen. Amen. Father God, we'll thank the Lord. We'll thank you, Lord, for the forgiving spirit. For forgiving us, Lord, for the things that we've done wrong, Lord. I'm asking you to cover her by your grace, O Lord. And, Lord, those things that have been done to her, Lord, may she forgive them and may she release them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. For you said that those that do wrong to you, Lord, you'll do wrong to them, Lord. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to continue to bless her and strengthen her, Lord. And may she not be upset. May she not be offended, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for giving her forgiveness of heart and forgiveness of spirit. And I thank you for covering her in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Let me say a word to her.
Amen. You got to always realize you got to watch your tongue too, amen. A sharp tongue, God talks about, amen. You need to learn how to keep your tongue. Keep your mouth.
Amen. That's right.
Bitter water and sweet water can't come out the same fountain. And then when we talk about others, we got to make sure we keep our mouth straight, amen.
That's right.
Amen. There's somebody else. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to thank God? Thank God. Pastor Smothers. Amen. Is there somebody else before we go? Is there somebody else? Amen. All of you out there, Lord, I'm asking you to cover them with your spirit, Lord. Lord, I command the unclean spirit to be removed in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I command that they be loose right now and set free according to your word and according to your spirit, O Lord. Release them right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I give you praise for the release right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. I thank y'all for being on today. Amen. If you'd like to send something, it's Care Church. You can send it at PayPal at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. You can send it at you can send it at Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. Whatever God lays on your heart to sin, you sin. Amen. God said that whatever you give, you'll receive. If you bless, you'll be blessed. Even in this time, the Bible said, lay up some treasures right now. Because you don't know what you're going to need later on. So put some treasures up in heaven where moth and rust do not corrupt. Anybody else? Amen. Don't forget about Pastor Prevost tonight, Brother Prevost tonight at, go ahead, brother. What time are they going to be? You know, I'll miss it. That's what?
At 5 o'clock Central Time, we got the word straight up and uncut. And we got a time coming up this evening. So we invite everybody to call in. The number is 516-666-9967. That's at 5 o'clock Central Time. Make sure y'all call in and be blessed. Y'all, it's always interesting. So trust me, if y'all miss out, y'all going to really miss something good.
Amen.
Say that number again, brother. One more time.
516.
Say that number again. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's 516-666-9967. And it's at 5 o'clock Central Time. We start right at 5 o'clock. So, amen. We invite everybody to call in and tune in. And we invite everybody to come off mute and get involved in the discussion we're going to have. So y'all just tune in, and we'll have a topic ready when y'all call in this week.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else before we go? Amen. Well, amen. No one else. Father God, we're thankful for the people that have heard, Lord. I'm asking, Lord, that you deliver them, save them. Ask you to turn us around, Lord. Give us a spirit of repentance, Lord. May we do that which is right in your sight, Lord. May we set up your kingdom, Lord, in the way that you have it to be, Lord. And, Lord, may we follow your instructions, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us and covering us in Jesus' name. As we dismiss from this place, but not from your presence. Amen. Amen. We'll see y'all Wednesday night or 4 o'clock this evening. Amen. God bless you. Kick it off, Prevost, with one of your sons.
Hello? Am I on? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all that you can take, just remember where your help comes from. Realize you got somewhere to run. What you can do, praise him anyway.
Nobody, you know what I'm talking about? A nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody.
Yeah.
Y'all old heads know what I'm talking about. Check me out. Let's go. Hell is hot. But heaven is paradise. Jesus told me obedience is better than sacrifice. But people hard-headed and deaf, they ain't listening. In order to see the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. Look at your watch, it's time to change your mind. Second riches in heaven. You say I'm on my grind, but the devil can't stop me. I resist and watch you flee. Bring everything you got to others, leave nothing to me. Wish I got God on my side, the first lady in my ride. I put the word from the booth, pulpit, and the prayer line. And I still shine, but now my light's so bright. I lifted his name and I took flight overnight. Now I write him down, put him on the track and let y'all run with him. I'm having vision, that's a vision. And I'm gonna get him, and I'm gonna live him. I'm walking the word, looking to my future. My whole past the flush. So listen, here we go again. I got my pad and my pen. I repented of all my sins. Start fresh again, again. I'm like Khaled in the choir, boy. All I do is win. Blessings raining in my life, boy. All I do is grin. Everlasting, omnipotent. That's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving. That's the God I serve. I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody they gon' hate me now. I got the flow to make your favorite rapper retire. And I'm being led by the spirit. When I fit it, y'all feel it. And you know that I'm the realest. You getting chills when you hear this. I rap the most high. I'm blessed, that's no lie. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Say what? They both fly. You get it? They both fly. Two angels by my sides at all times, and they both fly. Yeah. He my shepherd, I don't want for nothing. I fell off, came back, and I ain't never stopped studying. He been calling my name, I just had to stop running. I'm just telling y'all, repent, the day of the Lord is coming. Yeah, you're living wrong, you better get it right. Cause he's coming back, like a thief in the night. You don't know the day, you don't know the hour. But I'm on that empire, it ain't about the money, it's about the power. And there's power in the name of Jesus. Time to go to work, cause it's harvest season. Bring your burdens and cares to the throne and leave him, cause he cares for you. That's the whole reason. Everlasting, omnipotent, that's the God I serve. Loving and forgiving, that's the God I serve. And I'm just trying to tell y'all about the God I serve. And if you know like I know, you'll be the God you serve. I'm just a nobody. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody. What? Who can save anybody.